Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn. Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. Guest hosting today, Audio Bob,
yeah,
our producer.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man, it's going.
Yeah.
Summertime and the living is easy. Anyway, Bill is at the Hunter's Extravaganza in San Antonio, meeting and greeting everybody at his booth for Texas Outdoors Journal magazine. Our guest today, Dan Morphy. He's president of Morphy Auctions, and they are the go-to place for buying, selling firearms, accessories, collectibles, and more. Quite a story. So we need to get on moving, you know, because we're going to use up a lot of time. Remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
KXYZ time, 27 minutes before 10 o'clock.
If you've ever listened to the radio or watched TV and thought, how'd they do that?
Then stop by the Texas Broadcast Museum. In downtown Kilgore, you'll find something that's both educational and a lot of fun. Try your hand at being a TV newscaster or weather person. It's time to visit the Texas Broadcast Museum, East Main in downtown Kilgore, and at texasbroadcastmuseum.org. It's where Texas broadcast history lives.
You tell them that old cousin Tom Sherwood, that he sent you, will you?
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bob Vance. Hey.
Hey.
Hope it's all good out there. And now, I always wanted to say, the news.
The news.
You know, we always want to say news, but those guys say news.
Just like church pews.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
I learned that in radio school.
Oh, did you? It took me, I think, in my first 30 years in broadcasting to stop saying git.
Get. That's our Texan coming out there.
That's
get
right. That's right. Instead of get. Anyhow, oh boy. On August 3rd, the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department acquired another 2,850 acres in Stevens County. This property, which will become the Robbie Davis Wildlife Management Area, is a culmination of more than a decade of partnership between TPWD and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation. This wildlife management area, located in the Western Cross Timbers ecoregion of the state, will be operated as part of the Cross Timbers and Prairies Ecosystem Management Project within TPWD's Wildlife Division. The property provides good examples of Western Cross Timbers habitat, mostly dominated by post oak and live oak forests, with several ponds, seasonal wet weather drainages, rocky sandstone hillsides, and bluffs. The acquisition will ensure long-term conservation of the habitat and the wildlife on the property. The new Robbie Davis WMA will go a long way to increase public hunting opportunities and support our hunting heritage that is part and parcel of Texas, said Alan Kane, TPWD Wildlife Division Director. Hunting is always and will be remaining critical to the conservation of our native lands and wildlife. Being close to the Metroplex, the WMA will offer public a chance to experience the natural beauty of the Cross Timber ecoregion. When Stevens County Ranch owner Robbie Davis passed away, she left her 2,850-acre family ranch to Texas Parks and Wildlife with the hope that it would one day benefit the people of Texas, and now it is.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I have got a little something, a little, little story that's making some news.
Yeah.
The largest youth shooting sports event in the world wrapped up recently in Ohio, where more than 3,000 young competitors from 37 states took part in the 2026 Scholastic Shooting Sports Foundation National Championships. Over the 12-day event, athletes competed in more than 16,000 events with action shooters safely firing over 450,000 rounds in competition.
Oh, boy.
Clay target competitors broke more than 2 million targets during the competition and practice. Organizers say the championships are about just a much more, a lot more than trophies, using shooting sports to teach teamwork, responsibility, sportsmanship, and safe firearm handling to the next generation of outdoor enthusiasts. And as the largest youth shooting sports event in the world, the youth development programs hold industry-wide support with many sponsors presented on site to support the event, such as Glock, Ruger, Winchester, Browning, Federal, Vortex Optics, Kolar, Beretta, and more.
That's good to
hear.
Okay. Entries are open now for the 30th year of Texas Parks and Wildlife Department's Big Time Texas Hunts, offering some of the most unique hunting opportunities available on private ranches and public lands across the state. This is an amazing program and a wonderful opportunity. In our 30th year, we are extremely excited to continue offering hunters an affordable chance at once-in-a-lifetime hunting opportunities while also raising important funding for wildlife conservation, said Kevin Moat, TBWD Private Lands and Public Hunting Program Director. Revenue generated from the sale of these entries supports wildlife habitat work, enhances the quality of public hunts, covers the costs associated with next year's offerings. Among the most popular hunts, number one, of course, the Texas Grand Slam, which awards one winner four separate big game hunts, desert bighorn sheep, white-tailed deer, pronghorn, and desert, mule deer. That bighorn sheep thing, they sell tags for that for over $100,000 each year. So that's an amazing opportunity. Another favorite, the exotic safari, provides one hunter and a guest the chance to pursue Gemsbok and Scimitar Horned Oryx at Mason Mountain Wildlife Management Area, which is very cool. The ultimate mule deer hunt features a 3 to 5 day guided experience for mature mule deer in the Texas Panhandle. Since the program's inception in 98, Big Time Texas Hunts participants have helped raise more than $24.1 million to support wildlife research, habitat conservation, and increase public hunting access. The 25-26 season generated $1.46 million, marking the sixth consecutive year with revenue exceeding $1 million. Big Time Texas Hunt entries are available online at tpwd.texas.gov for $9 each or at licensed retailers for 10 each. The deadlines to purchase entries is October 15. Winners will be announced within 2 weeks from that date. License sales begin August 16th, so you can combine your purchases, get your license, and get your chances to win some really great stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of chances to win some good stuff, let's look at our Academy.
CCA.
Progressive CCA. State of Texas Anglers Rodeo.
Yee-wahoo.
Yee-haw. Okay. Our favorite division, of course, we call these the Little Nippers, or at least I do. It's the Star Kids Scholarship Division, and these kids are vying for $30,000 scholarship for number one, and then it pays down, though, four more places, so $20,000, $15,000, $7,500, and $2,500. Right now, still, nervous parents. Leader Faith Lavender in the Sheepshead Division. She's 9 with a 5-pound 11-ouncer. New leader in the Gafftop Division, 6-pound even. Beat the previous one by 1 ounce. Anyway, Jake Tortorice, who is 10.
Yeah, in the Star Teen Scholarship Division, same money worth here. Sheepshead is the leader at 8 pounds, 14 ounces, Zoe Dubois. And Gaff Top leader, 5 pounds, 8 ounces, is Kenny Jordan.
Okay, and these now, the winners go by weight. Okay, so the inshore division right now, Sheepstead leader, 9 pound, 15 ounce, Ramon Zapata. Gaff Top, 5 pound, 15 ounce, Oren Ellis Jr., and Black Drum, 14 pound, 2 ounce, Rosalind Biano.
In the Hoff Power Offshore Division, the leader, Kingfish leader is Daniel Rowe with 43 pound, 5 ounce fish. In the Dorado Vision, Tate Schuster at 41 pounds and 10 ounces. The Ling Cobia Division leader at 68 pounds, 6 ounces is Ruben Hinojosa. And Red Snapper is leader is Robert Bage with a 22-pound even fish.
Some good fish out there. Anyhow, Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division, you catch one of those tagged red fish with the red tag, and you will win a brand-new Ford F-150, Haney Boat, Mercury Motor, Coastline Trailer. And right now, four have been certified, so they've got a bunch of new friends. Matthew Silva Sr., Michael King, Connor Stevens, and Bradley Sutton.
And in the blue, is this the blue tag?
Yeah.
Yeah, the blue tag leader, 3 boat packages, 7 Academy gift cards, all 60 tags with a tag sponsor package. Well, right now, the Transport Boat Mercury Coastline Package. Mm-hmm. The leader is Alejandro Gonzalez of Bay City.
There we go. Anyhow, we got a lot to do. So why don't we ease on down the road for a bit, and then we're going to come back with all kinds of more information for you right here on Texas Outdoor News. America's best-selling truck for 49 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. Ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 49 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 49 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
When faced with the need for periodontal or implant services, the first thing you want is a good referral. I know from experience, and my dentist referred me to Dr. Charles Dyer. From the start, I was glad he did, because beginning with my first appointment, through every follow-up, there were no long waits and just a warm welcome from his staff and right on in. Dr. Dyer's experienced staff makes the whole process easy, from a friendly greeting and a comfortable and relaxed atmosphere to quickly handling the paperwork and timely phone reminders of appointments. They're justly proud of being at the forefront of technology and surgical techniques, allowing them to offer a wide range of services and every procedure necessary. Dr. Dyer is consistently named one of Houston's top dentists. The office is conveniently located on Spring Cypress Road off Highway 290 in the Cypress area. I'm more than pleased with my experience and proud to personally refer you to Dr. Charles Dyer. Online, Google Dr. Charles Dyer in Cypress or call 281-304-9911. That's 281-304-9911. Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bob Vance. This portion of our program is brought to you by The Blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D, for decades. The original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field, while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years, with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I've got several at my place I've had now over 20 years and still doing their job. And last season, I installed the next generation, the new VersaBlind. And just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides room, more room, in fact, while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, other accessories at blind.com. That's BLYND.com. And you can order from that site. Remember, since 1980, it's the blind. Dealer inquiries are welcome. And in fact, you can see these at dealers. Maybe someone's near you, like all four Carter's Country locations in the Houston area. Gibson's in Kerrville. Moy's Way Shooting Sports in Kingsbury. Southwest Hay and Feed in Mission. Williford Enterprises in Kuntz and Buna. And many, many others. And like I say, check the website out, blind.com, and you can order from there and see everything that they've got. Accessories, tie-downs, the blind, of course, and their new cottonseed feeder. All good stuff. Okay, let's check our best bets from Texas Outdoors Journal. The Fishing and Hunting Times this Saturday, rated as fair, while the Sunday's a good day. Monday and Tuesday, the first two of four best days of the week. Wednesday and Thursday are two more good ones. Friday and next Saturday are two more best days. Next Sunday wraps the week up with another good one. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early morning until early afternoon. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game actively feeding from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period will occur from early afternoon until the early evening hours before sunset. On Wednesday, August the 12th, we will have a new moon. On the coast this weekend, there will be a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Monday through Wednesday will each have a double tide schedule of two high and two lows. Thursday's a three tide day with two high tides, just one low. Friday through next Sunday, we'll have a double tide schedule. Now, out there, especially in the deep water, tides have settled after recent tropical weather into the dog days, where it's hot and everything is the same each day until conditions change early, late, and at night. Do that to beat the heat and catch the fish. Every day, play the wind, play the tides. When the north wind blows, tides drop out. When tides return to a prevailing southerly or southeast direction, they inundate back lakes and marsh areas. Play the tides. Follow the tides. Fish moving water. That's where they are, those currents. Offshore, target anchored shrimp boats. It will attract pelagic species feeding on shrimp bycatch. The shrimp season in federal and state waters is open for shrimping right now. Anchored shrimp boats make excellent targets for the mosquito fleet fishing near shore and offshore waters. Now, conditions on most lakes are settling and clearing following rising lake water and flooding. Debris should be less and move down the lake and eventually get waterlogged and sink. Bait fish and game fish will have followed and take advantage of newly flooded vegetation and shorelines. This is a key early and late at night. Catfish will take advantage of stained water as rivers and creeks empty into the lakes. Anglers should fish the less stained water for other game fish. Upper parts of the lake will be the most stained, and then stained water will work its way toward the dam. Lower portions of lakes will have clearer water in the coves or along main lake points. Try downsizing the bait, as the insects washed into the lake are going to be the smaller ones, okay? Be sure to wear your PDF, please, and attach that kill switch for the boat operator in case something does happen, and we, of course, hope it doesn't. Got any hunting hints there, my man?
I do. I've got a countdown to September 1st. Dove season opens in 24 days. For specific information, bag limit, all that stuff, go to tpwd.org. Through August 31st, both of these, javelina season in the south zone, and through August 31st, squirrel season open in other counties. Harold, what have you been driving?
Well, you know, I'd like a big honking, you know, all-wheel drive dually, but... you know, sometimes maybe you want something for the misses, okay? And these are great, great cars. Gorgeous four-door sedan. Fabulous. I'm a big fan of Genesis. And this is the 26 G70 3.3 Turbo Prestige Graphite all-wheel drive. Gorgeous. These are beautiful, beautiful cars. Tremendous, great ride. I had a chance to do a nice road trip with this thing. Blazing performance. This 3.3 liter turbo V6 puts out 365 horsepower, made it to an 8-speed automatic transmission, McPherson strut front and multi-link rear suspension, Brembo braking system, because you want to, you know, stomp it if you have to, One thing it's got, though, that all the safety features you can think of, the driver attention warning always bugs me because they tell me I don't keep my eyes on the road enough.
Really? I've never had that.
I need to get coffee. Yeah. That's just the way it works, you know. But this thing, incredible. Power front seats with power lumbar, power driver's seat, bolster. You put the thing in sport mode, and it squeezes you in the seat.
Oh,
it's very cool. Of course, they're heated and ventilated. Heated steering wheel, love that. A surround view monitor, which is just always amazing. Lexicon premium audio, wireless phone charging. And most of us do tend to leave our phone in the car when we do that. Napa leather seating on this thing, microfiber suede headliner. They're wonderful 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Absolutely an amazing vehicle. I'm kind of starting to look, you know, but the Genesis GV70 SUV is what really appeals mm-hmm. to me with my lifestyle. But this is it's a fabulous car.
Does it have seat squeezing, the one that you want?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, the price on this is right at $60,000, loaded to the gills. But a $60,000 Genesis is a $100,000 Mercedes.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they really
with all
are
the features.
They really are fabulous cars. Check it out. The 2026 G70 3.3 Turbo Prestige Graphite All-Wheel Drive from Genesis. Okay. What's next? Oh, we need to take a break.
I think our guest is next.
We need to take a break. I'm getting a phone call here, too. So let's do that. We'll be back soon with Dan Morphy of Morphy Auctions.
All across our state, groups of everyday Texans are volunteering to adopt a highway and pick up litter. But what kinds of groups?
Girl Scout Troop 823.
The Soulmates Running Club.
Sigma Delta Nu Fraternity.
The Open Road Warriors.
Jefferson High Glee Club.
The Flock Stars Bird Watchers.
Shh. Literally thousands of groups are pitching in, but we still need yours. Adopt your 2 miles today. Get started at don'tmesswithtexas.org. A message from the Texas Department of Transportation.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saloonier and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bob Vance. This portion of our program is brought to you by Spear Ag. You might say agriculture is in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. And just like you when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. I used to go to the Mason County Locker Plant with my grandfather. Visit their new 52,000-square-foot headquarters, store, and plant located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde. I said that's right, 52,000 square feet. Step back in time when customer service was the focus and the quality of goods was the priority. Spear Ag and Feedermax Wildlife products still hold to those values today and redefining the country feed store experience. Spear Ag is the home of bagged cottonseed plus bulk feed, plus they deliver as well. Their fleet of trucks now, I think, is like 24. They also can custom design food plots and stuff for you. Very, very broad service these guys have. They're your one source for all ranch, animal, and wildlife supplies, carrying a full line of feed for cattle, horses, sheep, goats, wildlife, and pets. For ranching and ranching and agricultural services. Visit Spear Ag. For more information on Spear Ag's FeederMax lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit FeederMax.com. Or just give the folks at Spear Ag a call at 830-279-6156. Great folks. Speaking of great folks, our guest today, Dan Morphy, the head man at Morphy Auctions. I've been doing business with these folks for years. Quite a story. Dan, how you doing this morning?
Very good, thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Of course, I'm familiar with the story, but there may be somebody out there not. How did you get started in Morphy? You know, when? Give us a little bit of the history of the company.
Yeah, long story short, both my parents were collectors. So I grew up around it, in the industry, that is, and they were collectors. I got into baseball cards, coins, and toys at an early age 12, 13, 14. By the age of 18, I was promoting baseball card shows. I'm from Pittsburgh. The whole family's from Pittsburgh. And then just got into buying and selling on a bigger scale. And next thing I knew it, opened an antique gallery here in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, in Adamstown, which is the antiques capital of the world. And then started the auction house. Did that in 1997 and started the auction house in 2004. And things. It went from 2 to 5 to 75 full-time employees over the last 20 years. So we've had a good run here. We've been very fortunate.
Well, and you're still at it. I mean, I have both bought and sold through you guys, and a lot of people, have for years. I mean, one of your best customers, our mutual friend Mike Clark at Collectors Firearms in Houston, who I've known since Mike was a teenager.
Yep.
It's an interesting situation the way you guys work, because you know you buy and sell, and you really promote. First time I did some business with you guys, I was so impressed. When you get prepared for certain auctions, you put out a book that's like a coffee table book. I mean, that's a big project.
We do. We put out a hardbound catalog for all our sales. We distribute those to whom we consider the top collectors in the world within those categories. It's a lot of time, work, and effort, but there's still a lot of old school guys that aren't on the internet, that aren't on social media, that they need to have that coffee table type reference in front of them, which, once again, a lot of these catalogs become the references for those categories for years to come. So it's good long-term marketing for the company also.
Sure. Well, I can appreciate that, because I'm one of the people who still reads the morning paper, you know. And it's good to have that. One advantage, too, is when you get that book, or when you just watch your auctions, which you can online, gives you a great insight into what stuff is selling for. You know, everybody's got grandpa's old shotgun that they may think is worth a lot more than it is, but this is an opportunity for people to get a feeling. I think probably between what you do and Blue Book, that's the only references you need.
Yeah, a lot of people like our sales because that's the current market value. That's
right.
What people will actually pay on any given day, which is what something is worth. In a nutshell, but no, they do work very well for references for people in all the different categories.
Now, as far as, we'll just start with firearms, because you do more than that, but let's just say firearms. Is there any restriction on me as a seller? I mean, I've got something that may not be, you know, worth $25,000, but it's worth something. I mean, do you have any bottom? You won't take anything that's worth less than $50, or how do you handle that?
The minimum lot values we take as an auction house, pretty much $500 is the minimum value.
Mm-hmm.
We try to keep the average lot value at $1,200 to $1,500. And then, of course, you know, you get into collections with the firearms, especially where people have, 500 guns and maybe 20% of them are $1,000 or more, but then the other rest of them are below. We work with a sister auction company that helps sell off the lesser pieces, which, you know, ironically, they get more money for those pieces. So we work on behalf of the consigners to get them as much money as possible for their collections, and that's what we do.
Hey, Dan, this is Bob. How healthy is the firearms collecting market right now?
Firearms are, you know, the category of firearms in itself, I mean, and I stereotype everything, but it's one of those things where, like, if granddad collected firearms, the father collected firearms, the son collected firearms. It's a family thing. It's generational. You know, so firearms have good legs. They have a good future. Now, within the subcategory firearms, you know, early Winchesters, early Colt single actions, there's different, like World War One and World War Two are really hot right now. And maybe some of the prices, you know, the old school guys, the early West guns, the guns that won the West, a lot of those guys are dying off and people aren't filling their shoes, so to speak, at those levels. But, you know, if a gun was $50,000, maybe it's $35,000 today. So they still bring good money, but not as much as they did. Whereas, once again, World War I, World War II, and even Vietnam related pieces are becoming very sought after. And then, of course, Class 3, anything fully automatic, machine guns and what have you, they're in a category of their own. That market's been red hot for the past 10 years.
So speaking of cost, and are values still climbing, or is the market kind of settled down right now?
People ask me that question all the time. And 5, 6, 7 years ago today, I would tell everybody the best of the best in every category brings a premium. Today, and I'm talking the top 1 or 2% within those categories, today, in my opinion, the best of the best brings 5 times that premium. And the middle high and middle range is probably off 15 to 20%.
Well, it's interesting because as I've followed firearms all my life, really, and then once I got involved with you guys, I'm always paying attention. You may not get my money this week, but, you know, I mean, I'm always looking at what you've got. But it's been interesting to me as you talk about changing values, like Colt single actions, the beloved Colt single action, for years, up, down, up, down, up, down. Is it just, you know, people's mood?
I think the demographics of who's buying, I think, dictates a lot of the value there, especially with single action Colts, which we do a lot of.
Right.
Like, I think that market's a little soft right now. I think it's off 15 or 20%. But then if you get something unbelievable, something fantastic, it brings twice as much as we would have thought of. Like, it's almost like the buyers are becoming more knowledgeable and smarter, and they're not making those mistakes as early collectors and buying something and making a mistake and getting learning. They're going right after the highest end pieces. We sold a machine gun, long story short, for $650,000 last year. And I make a point, anytime someone spends over $100,000 or more on a piece, I make a point of giving them a call.
Yeah.
I called the guy to thank him for his bids. He was a 21-year-old. That, long story short, that made it big in Bitcoin.
Wow.
And he talked to an old-time collector that said you should buy the best of the best in every category.
Right.
And he saw that we had a one-of machine gun. It's the only gun he owns. He bought a machine gun for $650,000. He had just bought the Amazing Spider-Man number one for $2.3 million.
Oh.
He bought the upside-down airplane stamp for $2.6 million. I mean,
oh,
the kid's
Lord.
I say kid, he's 21. That's a kid to me. He's probably doing the right thing, going out and just buying the best of the best in every category.
Oh, he's got good stuff. Which machine gun was that?
That was an M206. It was one of the only guns that was registered that could be held in private hands. It was just a rare oddball gun.
Right. Well, we get to that, like, say, rare oddball in provenance. I mean, you know, Grandpa's old single action is not going to bring one that could be attributed to Wyatt Earp, would it?
Correct.
And that's important to check those things out. And there are ways.
Very important.
Yeah, there's ways to check records out. Of course, you guys do and help with that also. What is the procedure? If I've got some stuff, and there's one thing, too, I want to recommend you guys. Because a lot of people, and I've seen it happen time and time again, and business is business, and I understand it, but I've stood in gun shops, and some kid shows up with a bunch of stuff. Some of it's pretty good, but his father left him, and he just wants to turn it into cash. And he ain't going to make what he can make with you.
And I appreciate that. I mean, one thing with Morphy's, we don't play any games. We're an auction house, but we're
right.
Very straightforward. We don't play games on either end.
Yeah.
When it comes to representing pieces, or also when it comes to people bidding. We have people leave bids of $50,000 on things, and they get them for $6,000.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen in most auction houses. But
right.
Those people are repeat buyers. They come back. I mean, I look at the whole picture. But, I mean, the process, it really comes down usually to we have people send photos or bring them in or set up meetings, and I have a team of 15 guys that work in my gun department, and they will give an accurate evaluation of what we believe it will bring. If someone thinks something's worth $10,000 and we think it's worth $3,000 to $6,000 or $3,000 to $5,000,
yeah.
We don't want to take it because we don't want them to be disappointed.
Right.
Because then they're not going to be happy with the results. But we're very forthcoming and upfront as to where we believe things are going to fall. And then we do our due diligence when it comes to advertising and promoting. We set up 20 different gun shows a year. We own the Las Vegas Antique Gun Show. We go to those shows and promote the heck out of everybody's pieces and what we're doing with them.
Well, the point is you want to get the most you can for my piece because you make more money. And what is that procedure? How does it work? Here, I've got some stuff, and I want to go through the process of selling. And we're going to cover in a bit, too, more than firearms. But I've got something. Now, how do I contact you? And then what's the procedure and what's the percentages and stuff like that?
We usually start with people sending photos over or guns. We go by lists, usually, because we can just look up the serial numbers and what have you. and then we'll give an evaluation and discuss how we handle it from there. We can make arrangements. We have trucks around the country in a regular period. One of the biggest obstacles for people is getting this stuff to us.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I have a team of 12 guys working my ops division. We have trucks all over the country on a regular basis. So we're picking stuff up I have three trucks out right now all over the country, picking up different collections in different areas. But then we would give our evaluations of the pieces and make sure we're on the same page. We'd pick them up, process them, you get a contract. We generally charge 20% up to $150,000 in sales. Anything over $150,000, then we negotiate a different rate. It all comes down to the value of the collection and the average lot value of the piece. That dictates how we charge our commission.
Yeah, a valid point to pause on because we're at our midpoint of the show. We need to sell some stuff too. So we're going to take a short break. Then we'll be back in a couple of minutes with Dan Morphy.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Stop dreaming and start fishing. Memorial weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer with the CCA Star Tournament. Reel in one of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. Catch a tagged redfish to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package. 10 divisions in all. Real people win real prizes. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Progressive Insurance, Haney Boats, and Mercury Marine. Sign up at startournament.org. Sign up now.
The finest and most complete gunsmithing services in the country are available at Briley Manufacturing in Houston, Texas. Briley can provide all your gunsmithing needs. Their gunsmiths are highly trained to work on your shotguns, handguns, and rifles. Shotgun services include forcing cone lengthening, pad installation, barrel porting, and custom stock fitting. Rifle services include muzzle brakes, custom triggers, optic mounting, and full cleaning. A complete line of handgun services are available, from custom 1911 work to refinishing options for all firearms. Since Briley is the world's leader in manufacturing shotgun chokes and tube sets and builders of custom firearms from scratch like their amazing Raptor 22, if that part needed to fix a family heirloom is not available, they can make it. The vast Briley showroom is always fun to visit, and it's filled with new, used, and rare firearms, plus clothing, accessories, supplies, and more. The best for over 50 years. Visit Briley.com for information and direction. That's Briley, Briley.com.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bob Vance and our guest, Dan Morphy, Morphy Auctions. You talked about your trucks going around picking up collections, but also if I don't need a truckload, you do send cases to us that we can put our stuff in and mail back to you.
Yeah, a lot of people take advantage of our shipping department. They can just ship things right to us. And then the other big means of picking up pieces are, being that we do 20 shows around the country on a regular basis, a lot of people will meet us at those shows. We'll do pickups at those shows to get their items.
Yeah, any issues with the mailing thing? I mean, the last time I sent something to you guys, it was actually U.S. Postal, which at one point wouldn't do it, then they do it, now they're doing it. Any problems with any companies out there as far as shipping firearms?
You cannot ship firearms through FedEx anymore.
Ah.
Our main modes of shipping is UPS.
Okay. And mentioned, because we've been talking firearms, but also military. You have different auctions, too. Sometimes, don't you have like a military-only auction?
We do. Whenever we get a military-based collection, if there's enough to justify a single sale, we'll do a standalone military sale. But we have three premier gun sales a year, which include any guns that are $2,500 value or more. And then we do several online sales where the average value is $500 to $2,000. And then we'll mix military into those sales. But then, of course, another subcategory is knives, just in general, whether it be Bowie's, customs, military. That's a very big division for us. We're doing $5 to $7 million in knives a year now. So we now have dedicated knife sales starting this fall. We'll have just a dedicated knife sale.
Well, you sold my Randall collection last year. I should have waited.
Yeah, and timing, right?
That's always it, isn't it? And of course, you got to be careful there. But one thing, like Japanese swords, some are junk and some are signed, and you don't know they're signed. I mean, it takes an evaluation process, but of course, that's what you guys do.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have a guy by the name of Eric Wagner that works full-time for me that is becoming one of the more knowledgeable people in Japanese swords. But his mentor is Michael Yamasaki, who a lot of people recognize worldwide as being one of the most knowledgeable people. And he's working directly with Morphy Auctions, been very, very helpful in building that division for us.
And you also have auctions where it's, I want to say, advertising stuff, signs and things like that, right?
Yeah, we have a second location outside of Pennsylvania. We're outside in Las Vegas also. We've been out there for a number of years now. That's where we handle all the advertising, coin-op, gambling, penny arcade, vending. We have three sales a year out there just to handle those types of items.
Yeah, you have those neat old mechanical coin banks, you know, where Uncle Sam throws the money in his hat or stuff like that, right?
Yeah, we do a lot with mechanical banks. I actually wrote a book on mechanical banks. That's one of my favorite pastimes.
So, oh, really?
Things to collect, so...
Well, it's interesting is what out there, and some, like I say, some people will be saddened because they think this is rare and it's not, but then some people have some stuff, they got no idea how much it's really worth.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, even with the internet and everything, you think everybody's on top of everything, but we just picked up a collection of sports 2 weeks ago, and the guy was a big Babe Ruth fan, collected them from when he was a child, he was 88 years old, and he had 12 Babe Ruth rookie cards, and he thought they were worth 150 to 200 grand. They're probably going to bring closer to about $500,000.
Oh, boy. Bob, you got
something. So if somebody has an old firearm or a collection that's maybe been in the family for a long time, what's the best advice you can give them before they do anything with it?
Well, don't let anybody come in and cherry pick the collection. I mean, it's unfortunate, you know, when people pass, people come out of the woodwork that they were the best friend, and your dad promised me this and promised me that. You know, and everybody wants the best of the best, but once a collection is picked or cherry picked, so to speak, it hurts the collection as a whole. You know, our job, one of our key phrases is that we specialize in fresh to the market collections. And when it's fresh to the market, doesn't matter what category, the dealers and collectors alike, they can just tell. It's the first time these things are being offered. Just like those Babe Ruth cards, these haven't seen the light of day in 50 years.
Oh.
So they're going to smoke. They're going to bring just crazy money. But, you know, we're excited to do that because we work on behalf of the consignor. And I can already tell you it's going to be one happy consignor.
Oh, yeah, I imagine so. I love that. But like I say, again, the more... they make the more you make, rather than going to, let's say, like a retail outlet, because the less they pay you, the more they make.
That's why I enjoy the auction business so much. As opposed to me taking advantage of that, I might know something more than somebody else or have a better buyer. We're partners. My job is to get as much money as possible for everything that we handle.
That's right. How does someone make an educated bid? Because I got some things from you guys, and I've told people about it too. I said, you know, go to Morphy and look at something. You've got a range there, but okay, let's see. You've got something to say. The range is $1,000 to $2,500, and I'm going, okay, my budget, and to me, maybe it's only worth $2,000, but I don't have to sit there and bid. I can put in a $2,000 bid, but you'll start it at whatever's lower and go on up and get to
correct.
My two
We will execute. Yeah. We'll execute that bid as though you're there in person,
right?
Which is the way it should be done. Yes,
you know, I mean, which is great, and that way, you know, if somebody outbids my top, okay, fine, but I'm not having to sit there and fight back and forth. And this thing is so much fun to watch your auctions. How many items? I want to say an hour, I guess. Do you guys auction?
Depends what we're selling, and we can sell because sometimes the activity is a lot more, or there's a lot more left action.
Right.
When there's a ton of left action, the sale goes faster because the pieces have almost come to found their place or found their price, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But we average 75 to 90 lots an hour,
right?
Depending on the category.
Because you've got people that, of course, are doing it online. You've got call in, and then you got live. How many people show up at your auctions?
Once again, depends on what we're selling. During our toy
right.
sales, we might have 10 to 15 people in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
During our gas and oil sales, we'll have 125 to 150 people. Certain types of collectors like to come in for the sales, whereas the toys, it's pretty easy to describe them in our photos. You know, I have 7 photographers that just, they kill it when it comes to representing the pieces the best way they can. So people can really see, and obviously they trust our descriptions and condition reports. So they're confident when it comes to just bidding from the photos and from the online bidding.
Yeah, Bob, you got something? Bob raised his hand. He's bidding over here.
You know what? No, I'm not bidding. You know what? I'm sorry. It just slipped my mind for a second. Well, What would be, what's the most rarest, say the most, the rarest item? And you, I mean, we're talking about firearms here on Texas Outdoor News, but what is the rarest or the most unique item that you've come across?
In the firearms department?
Well, in either. You can say firearms or just in general.
We sold a powder horn that had provenance taken it back to the war on Bunker Hill. And it was documented and what have you. I just thought that was a very unique item, and the condition was magnificent. I think that brought $165,000. But to me, that's a piece of, it's a piece of history, it's a piece of folk art, and it's a piece of art because it's hand engraved and hand detailed. So that was a pretty interesting piece.
Yeah, because a lot of these pieces are, they are American history. It's not just a firearm or,
exactly.
A piece. Yeah, that's amazing.
So let me ask you this. Have you bought anything lately?
I'm buying all the time. But the auction, it's mostly stuff that belonged to other people.
Right.
We're selling for other people. But sometimes there's people that have a say they need to get money right away.
Yeah.
And it's about a six-month lead. Like, if you can sign with us right now and you wanted to sell a gun collection, we're just finalizing our December sale for this year. So we'll take consignments for another 3 or 4 weeks, then we start working on May already. So a lot of people don't realize the lead time involved. For us to put up the catalogs and do the promotion and marketing and advertising and give it the attention it needs, it's a 5 to 6 month lead time to get the item sold. So therefore, people that need money right away, I'll tell them, like, listen, the collection, it's going to bring $200,000 to $250,000. We'll charge you 20%. So you're going to walk away with $160,000 to $200,000. I'll give you $175,000 cash for it now.
Yeah.
If you need the money. And some people take advantage of that. So we try to work with our people any way we can.
Well, that's great. Well, like I say, the lead time, because, you got to get it, you got to look at it, you got to appraise it, you got to photograph it, you got to put that catalog out. How many of those catalogs do you send out, that wonderful book?
Depending on the actual sale, anywhere from 500 to 2,000.
Okay.
And we do about 32, 33 sales a year.
Right.
But they cost, all in time, work, effort, and printing, they're $80,000 to $100,000 for us to put out each catalog.
Right, right. And they are beautiful. As time slips away, Dan, anybody interested, where do they go to contact you people?
Basically, the website's the best way to do it. It's Morphy Auctions, M-O-R-P-H-Y, Auctions, plural, .com.
And it's all there.
And
I'm
check
here.
It out.
Yeah, and I'm here to tell everybody, you got some really good people working for you too. They're really, really very helpful.
I have the best. 75 of the hardest working, most honest, upfront people in the world. I'm very fortunate to have them.
Well, keep up the good work, Dan, okay?
I will, and I appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Our guest today, Dan Morphy, Morphy Auctions. Again, Morphy Auctions with an S.com. We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans' hospitals, because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you.
Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
Okay, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bob Vance. Get your pencil out because we've got a whole bunch of events coming up. Remember, the CCA Star Tournament goes through September 7th through this Sunday, August 9th. Hunter's Extravaganza in San Antonio. That's where Bill is. Hunter'sExtravaganza.com. August 11th, Oyster Creek County Chapter Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Bel Air at Jack's Grill. Ducks.org for information on that. August 13th, Fayette County Ducks Unlimited LaGrange at the KC Hall. Again, Ducks.org. August 13th. GCOT Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation Banquet Victoria at the Community Center. NWTF.org for info. August 14, Southeast Texas Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Game Banquet in Beaumont at the Elks Lodge, number 311, RMEF.org. August 14, Abilene's Big Country Gobblers National Turkey Federation fundraiser at Joe Allen's Pit Barbecue. Again, NWTF.org. August 15, Angelina County Chapter Ducks Unlimited in Die Ball at the Lufkin Convention Center. You already know about Ducks.org. And, of course, remember, fishing licenses, hunting licenses, and all those wonderful drawing items go on sale August 15th. We'll be back right after this.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 49 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Remember, go to hybridlight.com for 20% off any of their products and free same-day delivery. Go to hybridlight.com and type in the code TEXAS20. Check our website out, texasoutdoornews.com. A list of our wonderful affiliate stations are there. Plus, if you want to know what did Dan Morphy talk about, well, you can just play the show again. Just click on listen to our show, and there it is. Do remember, go to morphyauctions.com. And, of course, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So whether you're on the water or you're out there in the woods or just driving around, be safe out there, okay? So you can join us again next week, same time, same station for more Texas Outdoor News.